Welcome to the Building Church. At the Building Church, we are committed to raising up people of balanced stature for Jesus in all affairs of life. Join God's servant, Pastor Lois James, as she brings the word with clarity, grace, and truth.
You're welcome to the Building Church. I will just state her vision. You see, what you just saw is an introduction on its own. Perhaps this is your first time of coming to the Building Church. You are welcome to the Building Church. We have welcomed you. That's an immersion. Yeah? Hallelujah. Glory to God. My name is Pastor Lois James, and my husband, who is the set man of this church, of this ministry, is Pastor Jeremiah James. You're welcome to the Building Church. Our vision is to what is to build a people of balanced stature for Jesus in all spheres of life, to live a life of impact and societal transformation. I would have loved to go further, but don't worry, because I know that this is not your first time and you will still come back. You will hear more about the... Did I say side mission? Why is it not resounding? You will hear more about the Building Church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wow, how many of us have been basking in the word for the month? The word for the month. The honor of the Lord. Seeing and experiencing the honor of God. How many of us have started work? You're saying, hey, oh Lord. See, let me tell you something. You see, in this kingdom, we don't do things by feeling. We don't do things by what we have seen. We just believe anyway, even if we are not seeing it physically, because we have seen it spiritually. How many of you have started walking in the reality of the honor of God? Hallelujah. On me is the mantle of honor. On me is the mantle of honor. And I'm marked for divine announcement. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So this month Papa told us that we'll be considering two series simultaneously. One on Sunday. Every Sunday we're going to be considering honor towards God. And on Wednesdays, honor towards men. Understanding honor towards men. Love and respect. Hallelujah. So you must have guessed that the one I'm taking today is what? It's prospect. Love and respect. Understanding honor towards men. And principle. Glory to God. Are we ready? Are we ready? When I say are we ready, spirit, soul, and body. Are we ready? Amen, amen. So when your body wants to misbehave, just tell it, pack away. Because you are in for a blessing. Father, we thank you. Because your word is blessed. And our hearts are blessed tonight. We receive your word in our spirit. We pray the light of your word permeate every spirit tonight. In the name of Jesus, it causes transformation, the desired transformation in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name. I thank you because every word goes beyond mere word. They carry life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your word is spirit and they are life. Honor towards men. Honor towards men. You see, we live in a world where status is often defined by the value. It's measured by value. Title, status. It often determines the value that people are measured by. But God has called us to a high standard. And that standard is the standard of honor. Say standard of honor. Standard of honor. That if one person has not gotten to a height, then we are not seeing the person. We are not evaluating the person or measuring the person as valuable. No. Honor is a kingdom principle. What did I say? Honor is a kingdom principle. It is not a good manner. It's not a good manner like you act well. No. It's a kingdom principle. And when you show love and respect towards others, you know what you are reflecting? You are reflecting the heart of God. You are reflecting the heart of God. So when you show honor to people, You are telling them that I recognize this person as a being of divine significance. This person holds what? Whether they are your colleague, they are your whatsoever, they are your friend, or even strangers. You recognize that this person holds a divine significance. Regardless of their status. Regardless of their status. We don't choose, okay, this one is, that's why I honor the person. No, we honor all men. Hallelujah. Honor shouldn't be reserved just for people that you perfectly agree with. It shouldn't be reserved for people that you perfectly agree with. I love this person, so I honor this person. No, honor is for all men. Let's read the scripture. Romans 12, verse 10. Romans 12:10. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Romans 12:10. Romans 12:10. Then 1 Peter 2:17-18. 1 Peter 2:17-18. So after this, Romans 12:10. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. The next scripture, 1 Peter 2:17. Honor who? Some men. The one you love. The one you like. I thought we are more than 10. I thought we are more than 20. Honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Love who? Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king. You see, you will go to 18, but wait. You see, this scripture alone is all encompassing of what we want to do in Sundays and Wednesdays. Honoring God, honoring men, and principle. Because that's where you are seeing the king. Amen. Honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king. Next. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. Do you know the froward? Do you know who the froward is? The unimaginable, the difficult one. The one that you say, this person is hard to please. In fact, the people with evil disposition. Sorry. The people with evil disposition. Those are the people that you can call enemies, right? And he said, honor all men. You will be blessed though. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. And honor is love in action. Honor is the proof of genuine love and spiritual maturity. Honor is love in action. And it is the proof of genuine love and spiritual maturity. Honor is love in action. It is the proof of genuine love and spiritual maturity. I will be starting with love, because one thing is that you cannot honor the person you don't love. You know, when I saw this topic and Papa said I was going to take it, I was like, okay, love and respect. In fact, I was already thinking to, is it relationship or something, as many of you were thinking, right, Abby? But no. Honor is founded on love. Cannot honor the person that you don't love. Amen, amen. And honor is manifested in different areas. Honor is manifested in how you speak, in how you treat others, in how you respond to authority, in how you behave in the society. Pick anyone because of our time. That's how honor is manifested. And speaking of love, I say it again, you cannot honor the person that you don't love. And love is a command. Sure, you know. Love is a command. It's not a choice. As believers, you don't have the consideration of, I may love and I may not love. No. Love is a command. You don't have a choice. So in this kingdom where you see yourself, so when they say something is principle, you just follow it. If you do not follow it, or yours is your case. Amen, amen. Love is a command. Hallelujah. Let's see the scriptures. Matthew 22:36. God is granting us speed already. Matthew 22:36. Likewise. Okay. Master, which is the greatest commandment? Can we start from 35 so that we can understand well? Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, next. Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Next. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love who? The Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. Thy what? Thy heart. Two. Three. Thy mind. Next. They asked them, which is the greatest commandment, right? He said the first one. He said, this is the first and great commandment. Next. And the second is like unto it. Wait. When they say something is like unto it, it means it's not apart from. English. It's like what we just read. Meaning you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You will love your neighbor with what? With all your... If they say like unto it, it's not my word. Like unto it, you will love with all your heart, you will love with all your soul, you will love with all your mind. This love that is just on the mouth surface, that is not a doing love. So you have a friend that they said is sick because he has not eaten for days. And then you go meet that friend. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Because that's how the thing is. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Azazel. Does no where you now? No, the person is sick because the person is hungry. Give the person food. The man of God will say, I'm healed in Jesus' name. Yes, oh. Yes, oh. That is what it means to love. With all your heart, with all your soul, feel for the person. With all your mind, think about the person. Think well about the person. Hallelujah. Give me 38. I want to show you something in 38. This foundation is necessary, bah, for us to write. Because if I do not explain how love relates with honor, you may not understand that love aspect. But they say love now. It's not love work we actually do. If it's love work, you will enjoy yourself. Because that is my area. You will enjoy yourself. Because I was even tempted to actually delve in more deeper on love by saying, na-na-na. We can do 3 hours. Glory to God. But let's read this. This is the first and... 38. This is the first and great commandment. Next. We have read it now. Thank you. God bless you. On these two commandments, hang all the law and the prophets. What commandment? Love. On these two commandments, you see the honor for God and the honor for men is hinged and sustained on the law of love. 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 He said, everything you want to, that is a principle, they're actually hanging on this two. To love God and to love men. Even scripture says, faith worketh by love. It means your faith cannot work without love. Perhaps that's why some people have not been receiving. But I have faith. And if faith is incapacitated without love, I'm telling you, incapacitated without love. And scripture says, I show you a more excellent way, the way to love. That's what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 12:31. That's the last, and then we'll go to 13, verse 1. He said, I show you a more excellent way. But covet earnestly the best gifts. The best what? The best gifts. I will show you where the best gifts are. And yet, I show unto you a more excellent way. 13 and verse 1. It's not apart from themselves, because you think this is the full stop. And then, maybe Paul has forgotten. Then he now starts. No, I show you a more excellent way. Which way? The way of love. The way of love. Though I speak with tongues of men and of angels and I have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal if I have no love. Go to 13:13. You read that 12:31. It says, covet the best gifts, right? Now, see the gift. Now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is love. That charity is love. If you give us in another translation. That charity there is love. Not even faith. I thought it was faith. It's love. It's love. Show me that you truly understand God, you have the knowledge of God by your love life. Give me somebody that is walking in love over anybody that speaks in tongues. And I've told my ladies, you better covet fruits. Look at fruits before you look at gifts. This one that you're looking for, a man that is speaking from the, I don't know, that his tongue is the Gala. Is this generation? I don't know the one that is the Gala. I don't know the one that is French tongue. Friend, that one, no my dear, but I'm not saying ho, please. I'm just saying that when you are on the lookout for who to marry, please never choose gift. Never you choose gift over fruits. Look for their love life. Do you know one of the things that I love about Papa, and I will always say it anywhere, anything? Do you know it's even my surest security at all? That this man fears God. He's strong. This man fears God. What? That one I can even go to the bank and just sleep. No, that one alone, I will just go and sleep. He loves God, though, my dear. He dreads God and he has reverence for God because it's two sides. That's not where I'm going. Who are you that is bringing me here? And bear in mind yourself because you're the one that loves relationship. Hallelujah. He said, now these three remain faith, hope, and love. But the greatest is what? The greatest is love. And not even faith. Because even his scripture says in Hebrews 11:6, he said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Yet God says a man is pleased by a man that walks in love. Yes, so. I'm pleased by a man that walks in love. And another thing is that you know that faith can fail. People's faith can fail. But scripture says love never fails. Carry love to anywhere. You will not fail with love. Faith can fail. Do you know why I say faith can fail? Jesus said he prayed for Peter. I pray that your faith faileth not. If he's praying, it means he can fail. And 13 verse 8, that's where it is, that love never fails. Love never. Never. See if somebody that walks in love, whoa, you have received, you have seen a valuable asset. Hallelujah. The way to love. Can we define honor now? I'm done on love. But I just showed you the scripture that you cannot honor the person that you don't love. Is precipitated upon the law of love. Upon the law of love. Upon the law of love. What is honor? Thank you, Jesus. Honor means to treat with great consideration or give great consideration to someone or something. I will come again. Honor means to treat, number one, to treat with great consideration. To treat with great consideration. To treat with great consideration. Or give great consideration to someone or something. Someone or something. Should I come again? Honor means to treat with great consideration or give great consideration to someone or something. Honor means to treat with great consideration or give great consideration to someone or something. Number two, honor means to uphold in the highest esteem. To uphold in the highest esteem. I'm giving you five. So be fast. To uphold in the highest esteem. To uphold in the highest esteem. Number three. Am I too fast? Thank you. God bless you. Number three. To separate from the rest because of value. To separate from the rest because of value. To treat as uncommon. It's still number three. To treat as uncommon. You remember that scripture? In 1 Timothy 2:20, in a large house, there are vessels of honor, of noble honor and ignoble purposes. Yes, noble purposes and ignoble purposes. So it means to treat as uncommon. There are some places in my house that you will never see. Because it's for the king of the house. Amen. So we treat that one as special. And there are some common places. Hallelujah. So number three, to separate from the rest because of value, to treat as uncommon. Number four, to treat with difference. I'm not saying difference. It's difference. D-E-F-E-R-E-N-C-E. Not D-I-F-F-E-R-E-N-T. To treat with difference. 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 Difference means with great respect. To treat with difference, not with contempt. Contempt means to be disdain, to disdain someone. You don't treat with contempt. So number four, right? To treat with difference. Difference. It sounded like difference, right? So what is how you call it? To treat with difference. Great respect. Hallelujah. Honor is not respect, though. Honor is not respect. Honor is respect overload. Respect overcharged. Respect on steroids. It's double. When you respect someone, that person has to earn it. But when it comes to honor, you bestow it. It's not even a feeling. You don't have to feel like honoring someone before you honor the person. Respect. I respect you. You don't say I bestow respect on you. No, you don't bestow it. Hallelujah. Number five, because of time. Number five, it means to be weighty. 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 Weighty. And to hard weight too. To be weighty and to hard weight too. To be weighty and to hard weight too. To be weighty and to hard weight too. Meaning you have considered someone to be weighty and then you hard weight to them again. It's what Yoruba call ewu wo lowo mi. This person is weighty in my hand. Hallelujah. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Ah, where should we go? Where should we go? Where should we go? Where should we go? What is this honor? Did we get the five? Oh, I should run it all over. God bless you. Thank you. What is this honor? Dishonor is the trivializing of value or usefulness. That's number one. Dishonor is the trivializing of value of usefulness. Value or usefulness. Trivializing somebody's value. Number two is to take for granted. Okay. To take for granted. Sincerely, you will be blessed. To take for granted. Number three, to lightly esteem. To lightly esteem. To lightly esteem. To lightly esteem. Look up. You see, if you're done, you see, as honor is a seed for access, so is dishonor a seed for closed doors, stagnation, and retrogression. As you consider honor to be a seed for access, that you can sow the seed of honor, and then you have access to wherever you want to be. So is dishonor the seed for closed doors, stagnation, and retrogression. This one that you entered, let's say perhaps something happened to an external examiner that you don't know. External supervisor, yes. And then the person happened to enter Maruwa or Korokwe with you. And then, because of that person's dishonor. Hey, can't you see that you're stepping on me? Please move. And we say, "Ma, sorry, mommy, please." Is that how it says? I know my father. And then you're going to present that day. I say, not you. That person is going to present that day. And the person entered. And now discover that. The same person, everybody's already saying, and the man is like, It's like I've seen this face to you. Say, I know me, sir. No, me, sir. Sir, I saw you. You were the one shouting at me. Oh, this is the lady. Kini mama shabaso. Wakpada one next year. I'm telling you. Dishonor. Go act fast, fast. Seed to close doors. Seed to close doors. It costs nothing to be honorable. It costs nothing to be honorable. Hallelujah. And you see the Ten Commandments, bah, is actually carved out in the principle of honoring God and honoring men. Do you know the Ten Commandments? Children church. I've been not pastor to children church. Everybody must know the Ten Commandments. Do you know everything is all summed up in honor to God and honor to men? You should not covet your neighbor's your neighbor's wife. I think he's there now. You should not. Because if you are stealing from a neighbor. Is he honor to men? Amen. Are you enjoying it? Even me, I'm enjoying it. Hallelujah. Please, let's quickly consider some persons that communicated dishonor in the Bible. Some people communicated dishonor. It's not everything. We'll just speak maybe few. Number one is Vashti. I love that woman so much. Not love, as you think. But that thing that she did there, amazing. In it, do we know Vashti in the Bible? Glory to God. Because if we don't know, don't worry. Pastor Sammy, we organize every study for you. Glory to God. This sir, we celebrate you, sir. The king called out for Queen Vashti. You will see that in Esther 1. Because this woman is beautiful. And the king thought her beauty is worth a display. And a lot of persons argue with the fact that the king said she should come out. Because that was the custom. Anything that is a custom, you don't fault it. I will show you scripture. Scripture says, go give custom to whom custom is due. I will show you scripture. I'm here. When something is a custom, you follow it. That was the custom in the land. And the king said, come. And then she dishonored the king. Do you know what the Hinnok said? He said, something must be done. Because this dishonor, do you know what he did to Vashti? The reward for her dishonor was banishment. And need dishonor. Dishonor is the seed to close doors. Kokemu konkorere dani. Dishonor. Because the eunuch, especially Memucan, he said, if you allow this woman, what she did will be a model for our wives. They banished her. That was the reward of our own dishonor. It's a very long video. We enjoy it. You see the Bible story. Just read it. If you want to laugh. Laugh very well. You want to watch movie without light. You want to watch movie without light. Movie without data. Carry your Bible. No understand. It is sweet. I'm telling you. Glory to God. So that thing cost her what? Cost her a crown. She lost her crown for it. Number two is Aaron and Miriam. These people used to funny me. Aaron and Miriam, they were, I think they took offense for the fact that Moses married an Ethiopian. That should be, Numbers. Please let me locate it. Just look for Ethiopian in Numbers. It should be in Numbers. And then they were like, "Shey Moses ni kolong bolon, awa gong bolon." You know some people like that. Awa gong bolon. And then God had to call them out. Aaron, he was like, "Can you help me locate it? Where God called them out? Just check for call out." Hey. And the Lord came down in the pillar of cloud and stood in the door. And stood at the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam. And they both came forth. No, now you have gotten to that level that you think you can equate yourself with Moses. The chosen of the Lord is the chosen of the Lord. And that's why assistant of anything, I'm not just saying assistant pastor, assistant of anything should be careful. Because you get to the level where you think, what is he? Don't be a John the Baptist. John the Baptist also was an assistant pastor. Go, yeah. He was an assistant pastor to Jesus. He was saying, who stand up? Whose shoelace? I cannot untie. And they say, are you the one we should be waiting for? We should expect another. And Jesus replied, blessed is he who is not offended in me. Because let me quickly tell you, offense per day is inevitable. Offense per day. Because you're like, well, nice way, some people offend. It's inevitable. Even scripture says it, offense shall come. And then, Miriam, immediately, leprous bone, the reward for dishonor. And do you know something? Do you know that Aaron did not have any job in the ministry of Moses if Moses could speak? If Moses could, Exodus, Jesus, scripture. He did not have any ministry. Because God called Moses. And Moses was like, I'm a man of few words. I'm slow in speech. I'm slow in that. I'm slow in this. Yeah, and God was like, am I not the one that created the mouth? It's in Exodus. Exodus 12 or so. Exodus 12. He said, am I not the one that created the mouth? Am I not the one that this was? Am I not the one that did this? Am I not the one that did that? And scripture says, let me look for it. He said God was angry at Moses. Let me look for it now. Please help me. Okay, next. And the Lord said to him, who had made man mouth, who had made the dumb or deaf or seen of the blind, have I not the Lord? Am I not the Lord that made all this? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth and teach thee what thou shalt say. Next. And he said, oh my Lord, send I pray, blah blah blah. Next. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses. Aaron has not surfaced. And he said, is not Aaron Levite thy brother? I said Aaron had no job in the ministry of Moses if Moses could speak. So they got to a point where they think, am I not belong? No, we hear God. We are hearing from third heavens. Uh-huh. The chosen of the Lord is the chosen of the Lord. You get to that point that you think, what are they doing? We can do it too. They heal the sick, we heal the sick. They raise the dead. Whoa. It's not the same. It's not.
Holy Spirit.
Hey, what is this? Let's run. Another person, because this biblical character that I'm pointing out is doing something to you. Another person is Noah. Noah and his sons. Shem, Ham, and Japheth. I mean, we don't know the name. We don't know their names. And Ham was the youngest. Sincerely, Ham really caused Ham. Ham caused Ham. Perhaps it was his level of, for lack of a better word, of stupidity that was on display. Because he was the youngest. He saw that his father was drunk and his father was naked. And then he quickly went to call Shem and Japheth. Do you know what Shem and Japheth did? He said they cover their father's nakedness. And do you know what's always baffled me? The fact that Noah, who was drunk, knew who covered. The person that you are trying to treat with contempt still owed the curse and the blessing in their mouth. He cursed Ham, and then he blessed Shem and Japheth. Hallelujah. Number four. That's the last one. I cannot even say any kind of dishonor that I've seen in the Bible and not mention these two people. Women at war. Are you guessing already? women at war, Sarah and Hagar. That's one teaching. I don't know if I taught it on FID. That's one teaching I want to, like, badly. Women at war. Seriously, women at war. Do you know what scripture said? When Hagar ran, all this story, you must understand. If not, I'm not starting from the beginning. But the way I'm saying it, if you have read the Bible, when Hagar ran from Sarah, she got to a place and then the angel appeared unto her. Do you know what the angel said? Angel said, Hagar, the servant of Sarah. Do you know what that means? We know your position in the kingdom. We know where you are in the kingdom. Sarah is still your boss. Angel of the Lord said unto her, return to thy mistress. Before that, and he said, Hagar, Sarah's maid. That's still a maid. This one that you got, the person, I just had to change what I want to say. The person got pregnant at the age of 13 or at the age of 18. And you gave birth to twins. What audacity do you have to counsel a 50 years old woman about childbirth? The height of dishonor in this generation. Hey, mommy, hey, share my revelation, Isha. A 50-year-old woman. Baby talking to a great grand. The one that is even circulating now, under 40 grandma. Baby born baby. Yes, now. Because if you're a grandma, I'm wondering, when did you give birth that your daughter give birth? Height of the sun. For me, Shema Revelation, Isha, Shema, Shema, what has to be mobile, early relate.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. Ento lori o manifila. The sun. Oh, you a guy, never bite the finger that once fed you. Because the Sarah that lifted you can also bring you down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Abraham says she's in your hand. She's in my hand. Oh, war. Ah! Sarah maltreated her. She ran away. Tefe, tefe. Dishonor. You won't be caught in that web. In the name of Jesus. Scripture told us the people that are deserving of honor. Scripture told us the people that are deserving of honor. Number one, God. I won't dwell on that because that's what we are doing on Sundays. Number one, God. Let's see Romans 13:7. Romans 13:7. Oh, Holy Spirit of God. Romans 13:7. Romans 13:7. Render therefore to all their dues. Tribute to whom tribute is due. I told you I was going to show you that scripture. Custom to whom custom. Custom to whom custom. Fear to whom fear. And honor to whom honor. Number one person deserving of your honor is God. You can see that in 1 Samuel 2:30 rather. Number two, parents. They are deserving of your honor. I will go there. Parents are deserving of your honor. Give me Deuteronomy 5:16. Please. Do you have... I won't take our time, but there is somewhere we need to land. Deuteronomy 5:16. Parents are deserving of honor. Honor thy father. Ejajo kaijo. Honor thy father and thy mother. As the Lord thy God had commanded thee, and he is not a bar. Honor them, that thy days may be prolonged, that it may go well with the past year. There is no essence for a prolonged years if they are not well. There There is no essence of living long if you are not living well. You know, see the scripture. It's not just to live long, live well. You have not seen some people that live 120 years in different mess. Say, my days are well days. My days are well days. There is no point in living long if you don't live well. And I just show you scripture. Dishonor parents. I'm not the one who, I can't even say it on the altar of God. And this generation, they have shown me a high level of dishonor that I've not seen in my entire life. Not you here. You will enter social media like this. Like, what gives some people audacity to even abusing Baba Adeboye? You don't know them. You will just open mouth. Wah! And they think it's a sign of maturity. No! It's a sign of fuladi. Serious one. Doesn't make sense. Very absurd. Do you know, I know that dishonor is in different levels, but I think there was a generation that even if you are dishonoring, is in your heart. Oh, lady, sneer. You know, they are talking to you. They say, knee down, but you know that you are standing up in your heart. But this one, they will really stand the up. You will see the up. Poking you in the finger like this. Height of dishonor. You are not a part of that generation. Because you don't know what they are doing. Dishonor to parents. I've seen people slap their parents. Forget abuse. Forget abuse. Slap. I'm telling you, those people may live long, but they will not have well days. It's not me. That all may go well. It may be prolonged, but it may not be well. Should be Bible answer. Honor parents. So, honor. Honor. They are deserving of your honor. And a lot of you think, see, can we celebrate our parents? Thank you. Thank you. Please be seated. God bless you. Your days are well days in the name of Jesus. Do you know one thing God taught me? Thank you, sir. Do you know one thing God taught me? He said, if they know better, they will act better. They would have done better. This one, they are like, why are you like this? What are you doing? Do you know what God does to us sometimes? He will put you in that position that you are criticizing them so that you can taste how it is. Taste and see that the Lord is good. You will get there too. You say, ah, I should buy you. You know, not be parents, you'll be so. Let them have 10 years to your year now. Whoa. Daddy, daddy, mommy. Get to that level and see. You too see now. If you easy run, Jesse go relate. Abi, if you easy run now. You see this baby I just gave birth to. I call my mom every day. I say, mommy, thank you, ma. Thank ma. Thanks. Thank ma. That's why they single. Thank ma. Really thank ma. Oh. Parents malondi loyin. What give you the audacity? And God is the God of yesterday, today, and forever. He's not a God of Gen Z. God does not change you. Oh, you think he will change you because he doesn't. His word does not change. Oh no. And let me talk to all of you that honor spiritual parents. I'm one, no. But my dear, I cannot accord to a spiritual parent what I cannot give to my parent, my biological parents. What's that? Ojua Yoshi. Yes, I have to say it. Ojua Yoshi. You are a lying wonder. Hey, I celebrate Anna Yosa. What's that? You see your mother, you are treating them with disdain. No, I'm not saying the kind of love maybe you have for your parents. Because when you see my mom, I say, mommy, how far now? I can play. But when it comes to honor, like regarding someone, I regard my mom. Some of you have posted your spiritual parents up and down. You have never for once. You have never even seen your parents. Kilo de. Naso ibarish. Now, so he bad. Even if he bad, obey scripture. Could it be that some people are just occupying space and then they are not living well days? Although they are hiding years upon years. But when you check that year, go well you rather. I love this. No, I love what is happening. I love it. Let me quickly tell you, your spiritual parents are no more than your biological parents. They are not. I'm not saying you should not honor them, but as well as your spiritual parents, as your biological parents. I said some of you, when God wants to show us pepe, real pepe, he will put us in that position that we always criticize. So there are some of you that you say, bro Jason, bro David, is in Colombia. Give me one funny name. He's in Australia. He's in Johannesburg. He's a billionaire. Why can't he be sending us 1 million every month? Well, not so easy. Oh, carry lie, like Papa would say. Oh, really carry lie? Wait till you get there. Do you see this thing? Moka moka lo yen kong. Wait till you get there and somebody bombards you with 10 financial demands in a day. You will shout hallelujah. You will shout praise the Lord. You will dance in the spirit and rejoice in his name. Sunrise and sunset, you go see her. You should be dashing. You should be Pastor Jeremiah, I have money. You should not be dashing us money. Don't worry, you will get there. It is call of one is bright. You shall get there. Your full shore is bright. You shall get there. You see that I not sing like Pastor Lois James. I sang like Pastor Chisom. Chisom Wobodo. Not like that I sing. We get there. But you get there. Be dashing all of us like that. If you not dash us, I go come for you. Amen. Are you getting blessed? Are you getting blessed? And some of us, with all of these things that we've said, we have taken offense in the fact that they did not do what they are supposed to do. They did not do this, they did not do that. Look at me. Offense is a trap. Offense is a trap of the enemy to rob you of joy, to rob you of peace, to rob you of advancement. Offense is a trap. To pass you the bike, pampere, dodge ye, ariku yeri. Yes, so it's a trap. One fair muenio, talk by one fair muenio. Now one film like that. I'm telling you, go dodge ye. When you see that offense is imminent, is knocking at your door. Satan, the number you are calling is not available. The number you are calling is not available. Hey, the number you are. Hiya! Hey, the number you are calling. Ko wa available, ma ko ba mi. Because you don't know. Offense. Until someone dishonor, dear. And dishonor as a reward. Access alone, no. As honor is an access. This honor too is an access to close doors. Your heaven will not be closed. In the name of Jesus. This honor is an access. It's a seed to stagnation. I say you will not be stagnated in life. You advance forcefully. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Another person deserving of honor, or the set of people deserving of honor that scripture told us, they are authorities. Authorities, those in government, and any kind of leadership. Because this one, that the only honor you give is to God. I even shock. Because God say, the proof that you truly honor me is that you honor men. Let's force it the men that you are honoring. That's why you can tell me that you honor me. Romans 13:1. If you need this, if you need scripture for it, Romans 13:1. to honor authorities. Let every soul be subject unto higher powers. If you look at other version, those in authority. For there is no power but God. Everyone must submit himself to governing who? Eka. Governing who? Governing authorities. For there is no authority except that which God has established. The authority that exists have been established by God. Number four is men and women of God. That's why I told us earlier that you should celebrate the person beside you. Scripture says, they that labor in word and in doctrine, they are worthy of what? Double honor. 1 Timothy 5:17. Worthy of what? Worthy of double honor. Do you know the sacrifice it takes to come here? I'm not even trying to loud anything. Whoa. I was thinking about it yesterday. I homeschool a lion. And do you know that because of preparation, I looked at a lion, she was crying because she wants me. And I could not give the time. You don't know the sacrifice, men of God. You open my because a lot of expectation has been placed on men of God for their families. Church member, and then you are looking at their own children instead of you to be praying on your knees and say, Father, bring them to balance. They are worthy of your honor. Worthy of your honor. This is not where it's just I'm just trying to lay foundations. And I just basically, do we have 10 minutes more? Let me just tie it and go. You cannot receive from a grace or person you dishonor. You cannot receive from a grace or person you dishonor. Some of you, after this service, bar, the way you will go and send, package that seed and send to your parents. I don't even know why I'm particular about parents. Whatever you despise, you cannot attract. I'm telling you. In fact, a job you disrespect will soon stop paying your bills. A job you disrespect, you treat with contempt, it will soon stop paying your bills. Because they will really sack that person, not you, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father. Lastly, that I'm sharing. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Your honor will be tested. Your honor will be tested. Because whatever is not tested is not qualitative. Even when a manufacturer makes a product, they test it. And it takes testing to ascertain the quality of anything. Even our God tested his word. I will show you scripture. Our God, he tested his word. You will see that in Psalms 12, verse 6. He tested his word. He tried his word. Your honor will be tested, and you must pass that test. What did I say? You must pass that test. And one of the tests that you must pass, where honor is concerned, is familiarity test. Say familiarity test. Familiarity test. No person, especially upline, bring you close if they have not observed your level of honor. If you see an upline that brings you close, it's because they have tested you. It's because they have tested you. I'm telling you. And can you be honorable when they bring you close? Because you don't know that everything is a test. You see, any door that closes is not perfect. It's dishonor that closed that door. You just be like, ah, they're not calling me. They're not calling me again. In the name of Jesus. Because now that they have brought you to the inner court, you know, we have the outer court, we have the inner court, we have the. Okay, I thought we have the Holy of Holies. Oh, we have the most holy place. Then we have the Holy. Hallelujah. Now they have brought you. Otiwole, you have seen the brazen lever, you have seen the shoot bread, you have seen the brazen altar. In fact, you have entered, you have seen Aaron's rod that budded. I'm speaking now in parables. You have seen everything about them. Because it's in the most holy place. That's where Aaron's rod bodied. They have brought you there. One say lau lau. Not you in the name of Jesus. Can you still maintain the boundary of sight even when they have given you access? You have seen them in their vulnerable state. Can you maintain the boundary of sight? Can you? Because it's a test. I'm telling you, it's one sweating. It's a test. One test, Yenny. One test, Yenny. They will not tell you. One test, Yenny. Pastor James test, Yenny. Yes. Mommy test, Yenny. They just love you. You know, there are some lovable beings. They just brought you close. And the next time, Mama, I love this girl. We go, we collect it next week.
Wow.
Oh, the badra, call on fee. Call on fee, see one lock on. That one is more honorable. And the next time, you say you want to see them, and they tell you, Wanda will just tell you that Mama is not coming to church. I'm not saying that's what happened, but I'm telling you, honor is tested. And one of the tests that you must pass, that's not the only test, is familiarity test. Familiarity test. Familiarity test. Familiarity test. Familiarity is the major cause of dishonor. Please sit. Thank you. It's a major cause for dishonor. Major cause of dishonor. I know there is this thing about scarcity. That scarcity increases value. I mean, when something is scarce, you tend to accrue value to it. But there is a weakness in us men that when something is too accessible and available, we treat it with disdain. We trivialize it. We downplay it. What you were available to? I think only now. What else? And we, if you are close, you need extra training. Though you see, you won't see. Though you see, you won't see. If you do not make a conscious effort or train yourself to make the object of your your object of admiration special, be it God, be it person, you will trivialize that thing. Train yourself that this is my object of affection and admiration is special every day. You will trivialize that thing. Even Jesus said, a prophet is without honor in his hometown. They are men of God that they are not honorable in their own church. Not in the building church, but it's impossible. They will go out and minister, external administration, because those people receive them with honor. Come and see, testimony up and down, miracle signs and wonders. And then, maybe it happens once in a blue moon in their own church. Not this place in the name of Jesus. Honor starts with discernment. Discern people correctly. I'm rounding up. Discern people correctly. Honor starts with discernment. Do you know that it may be that your colleague, that your roommate? Honor starts with discernment too. I'm telling you. Listen to me. Do you know that the person, the blind man that Jesus taught twice in the Bible is the one who was seeing men as trees? He was the only one that Jesus taught twice. Because he was the one that was not seeing men correctly. How do you perceive men? My husband is my husband. But when he wears his priestly robe, I switch you straight. I take the position to receive. Amen. He will pray for you. Don't know me. Even today, I've carried his hand, lay hands on me, sir. I know the grace that is on him. The grace you honor is the one you attract. And some of you, husband and wives, in the building church, your wife or your husband may carry a terrific grace for favor or financial prosperity. And then you are treating them like he's my friend. My husband is my friend, though. But when he reached that point, because perception, even before mommy wrote The Shepherd's Wife, Papa read it and Papa said, you do everything in this book. No, I'm not the one according myself, the whole. No, Papa said it. Say you do everything in this book. I know how to balance it well. When we play, we play. When Papa say, need what? I don't change face. Ha, olu well. Don't mind me. I don't even know that thing came out. But, stop me, Sonia. Your laugh. I celebrate you, sir. Perceive men correctly. Honor starts with discernment. It can be your colleague. It can be your friend. It can even be your parents. It can be your mother. It can be your father. It can even be your children. My mom, she perceived me correctly. Even to her chickens, she will call me and say, Shade moti gbediye, bang badurasi. Komaku, yes. The day my dad called me and said we should pray, I know that I've hit jackpot. Perceive men correctly. Oh. Perceive men correctly. Perceive men correctly. Thank you, Father. Last scripture. I'm so sorry for this time. I'm so sorry. It's the last scripture. It's the last scripture. It's the last scripture. Romans 13:7. We have read it before. We have read it before. Give custom to whom custom? Give custom to whom custom? Give what people understand as honor. That's the last thing I want to say. Give honor to what people understand as honor. And give honor in the context of culture. Madebe. Give honor in the context of culture because that's custom there. This one that you are an Igbo man. You marry a Yoruba lady. The only first and the last time that you ever prostrated was engagement day. Then you see the parents, didn't they? You are like, there you go. People that are not looking at me, they don't understand. What's that? Because you won't call their wife. That was the only time we prostrated. Give honor in the context of culture. I've always said it. I've always said it rather. And you hear Papa say that he's quoting me. Honor is not what you give. It's what the person you are giving it to perceive it to be. If the person doesn't feel honored, no matter the honor, you are still not given. This is how they greet in Nupe. They squat. I squat. Yes, sir. I do. And the lion, she has started doing that. If she will marry a Yoruba man, she will not go and do like this. Or bend knee down. They knee down in their culture. You don't see the person before you marry. Why you don't go marry Nupe person? If you have chosen them, you honor them. In the language of honor. Honor is not what you give. It's what you perceive it to be. Can we be upstanding? Just to prayer points. I'm so sorry for the time, please. I'm so sorry. Apology for the time. Are we blessed? Super blessed. Can we pray? Say, Father, give me grace to be discerning. Help me discern men and honor them correctly. Are you praying already? Father, help me to be discerning. Help me discern men correctly. Help me discern men correctly. In the name of Jesus. Help me discern men correctly. I've learned that honor is a seed of access. And dishonor is a seed to close doors. But Father, help me. Help me discern men correctly. Help me discern men correctly. In the name of Jesus. I perceive them correctly. I perceive them correctly. In the name of Jesus. Pray it with all intensity. In the name of Jesus. I see men correctly. I see as I ought to see. I perceive my parents correctly. I perceive my spiritual parents correctly. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Second prayer point. Second prayer point. Just listen to me. I would have wanted us to flog it, but because of time. Pray this one with all the energy in you. Because we want to pray for the reopening of every closed doors that dishonor has shut. Any door that once opened to you, any access that somebody once gave you, and then it's as if that thing is shut, it's dishonor that closed it to. But do you know there is an again thing, again principle in the Bible? We will reopen them again tonight. In the name of Jesus. Shout, Father! Shout, Father, every closed door of opportunities, of lifting, of access, of financial doors that are opened, that are closed rather. Father, by your mercy, let them be opened to me again. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every closed doors of opportunities, of lifting, of access, of financial doors that have been closed unto me. Oh, Father, by your mercy, let them be opened again. In the name of Jesus, let them be reopened tonight. In the name of Jesus, pray. Some of you are still thinking, just pray. Every door that has been shut due to the dishonor, they are reopened tonight. By your mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Mercy speak for you. In the name of Jesus. Mercy speak for you. In the name of Jesus. Every closed door, they are reopened. In the name of Jesus. You gain that access again. You gain that access again. That opportunity and financial blessings are open to you again. Your days are well days. Your days are prolonged days. And they are well days. You are blessed and lifted in Jesus' mighty name. Go up with a shout of praise.
Thank you for listening to this message. We hope you've been blessed. This is the Building Church. Our core values are spiritual growth, service and impact, personal development, honor, excellence, love work, faith, family life, and societal transformation. And our pillars are the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, prayer, and reaching out. Join us for our Sunday Glorious Service at 8 a.m. and our midweek service every Wednesday by 5:30 p.m. at the Building Church behind Bekadim's Tanke Okyodo, Ilorin, Kwara State. Please follow us on all social media platforms at the Building Church. Stay blessed.